For today's sermon, I would like to briefly speak about what our Advent season should be like. A lot of things that we can talk about, but there's one particular thing, one particular aspect I'd like to dwell on. We know that during this time, there are a lot of people very, very busily shopping. They're looking for gifts, looking for an appropriate gift. There's the so-called Black Friday, people getting up early in the morning to be first one in line in the store at 5 o'clock in the morning to get this or that deal. And stores are opening up earlier and earlier in order to sell merchandise. And what are we doing in getting gifts? What does it mean to give a gift to someone? Giving a gift to someone is our showing that we love them, we care for them. And those of you, especially who are parents, you want to give gifts to your children because you love them. And you always think of what they're going to like. What is it that is going to really make them happy or something to really appreciate, something they're going to use? And we sometimes have to think very hard and long about the idea of the gift that we're going to get for those that we care for on Christmas. But as we well know, this whole season of Advent is preparing for the celebrating of Jesus' birthday. And when we think of God's gift to us, God so loved us to give us the greatest gift. That greatest of gifts was His divine Son, His only begotten Son. And our Lord came into this world that He might give us life, and we might have it in abundance, the life of sanctified grace. And we know from the very beginning, when our Lord was born, to the very last moment He died on the cross, Jesus was ever our Savior, always suffering and enduring for us. We think of especially when He was born and the coldness and dampness of a stable. When we think of Christmas and the true meaning of Christmas, the whole story is a story of God's love for all of us. And so what better way can we prepare for our Lord's birth than during this time of preparation, during this Advent, of thinking the gifts that we can return to God. First and foremost, what does God want of all of us as Catholics? What does He want of us as Christians, as followers of Christ? What He really, truly wants and expects of all of us is that we love one another, that we practice this virtue of charity. Whatever we do to our neighbor is directly done to Jesus Christ. Our Lord tells us this, whatever you do to the least of the brethren, you've done to Him. And our Lord also says this, He says, even a cup of cold water that we give to our neighbor will not go unnoticed on the day of judgment. So when we think of the issue of charity, this is our gift that we should be giving back to God during this time of preparation. Acts of charity towards our neighbor. Our St. John tells us, he says, if you say that you love God, but you don't love your neighbor, you're a liar. St. John says, how can you say you love God whom you can't see when you don't love your neighbor whom you can't see? The saints really keyed in on this particular area. I think of St. Teresa of the Little Flower, and she is known for her little way, her little acts of love of God every single day, her little acts of charity and kindness to the other sisters, especially those sisters in the convent that were most difficult to be around or to deal with. We think of St. Vincent de Paul. St. Vincent de Paul was a priest in the area of Paris. And he spent his whole life as a priest, especially aiding and assisting orphans and widows and those who are down and out. We think of Damien the leper, this priest who was in the Hawaiian Islands, and he willingly and readily went to this island of Molokai where there were lepers there. And he spent his whole life, most importantly, bringing these people back to God and saving their soul. but also helping them even temporally and physically, trying to lift them up from their state of disease and perhaps despair, and giving them hope that at the end of the world, their bodies that are now so diseased and deformed will rise again at the resurrection and be glorified and reunited with their soul. Father Damien sacrificed his life to bring these poor lepers back to God. When we think of the saints practicing charity, we are motivated and inspired because they knew whatever they've done to this person or that person is being directly done to Jesus. What better gift can we do to our Lord, offer to God, than during this season of Advent, of practicing a greater charity towards a neighbor? You know, this is all fine and dandy. We could talk about this, you know, intellectually, but we need to translate it into action. We need to, every day, remind ourselves, my neighbor represents Christ. They could be members of my family. They could be my friends, the people I work with, the people I go to school with, our neighbors in the area that where we live. They all represent Christ. And how I treat them, what I say to them, how I deal with them, is being directly offered to Christ. And what greater gift, like I say, can we offer to God than our love, and especially love of our neighbor? Those of you who are thinking of Christmas and thinking what gifts you can offer to your family members and loved ones, let us not be negligent in every day during this Advent season of offering our love to Christ in the person of our neighbor. And if we are diligent during this Advent season, truly on Christmas Day, when we come to Holy Mass and receive Jesus in Holy Communion, we can offer our Lord all these acts of charity during this Advent season, all these acts of love that were really being done toward Him. But what is the difficulty we have in all this? What is the difficulty of practicing charity? It's our lack of faith. It's our weak faith. As Jesus rebuked His apostles, He rebukes us, for ye of little faith. We fail to see in our neighbor Christ being represented. What we do is we oftentimes focus on our neighbor's faults, failings, sins, and idiosyncrasies, and quirks. But let's remember, we all have a bunch of lemons. We all have our own problems. And just like we notice everybody else's problems, we got our own. But when we rise above our feelings and emotions, when we rise above the temporal and look with the eyes of faith and see our neighbor and see Christ represented, then we practice the supernatural virtue of charity. I'm showing kindness to this person, I'm showing charity to that person, not because I like them, not because it's easy, not because I even want to do it, but because that perfect person represents Christ, and I recognize Christ in that person, and I know with my intention of doing it for our Lord, it's not going to be noticed by God. And the more difficult it is to practice charity, the more merit there is. So we only have, what, 25 days before we celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ. This singular event in the history of mankind, the Son of God coming down from heaven, becoming man, His incarnation, taking flesh, and being born in the stable to be our Savior. God so loved the world to give His only begotten Son. My dear friends in Christ, by this will all men know that we are followers of Christ, that we love one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.